both for those who love birthdays and for those who hate birthdays. It's a perfect day. Because if you love birthdays, this is the birthday of God. And if you hate birthdays, he never takes birth. You know, so it's not an ordinary party. You're coming to serve. It's not because you like it, it's because we are serving God here in different ways. We look at his forms, we hear his names, we sing his names, we associate with devotees, we wash his forms, worship his forms. Now, of course, the main ingredient is bhakti. In the 10th canto, it's written so beautifully. Srila Prabhupada, right? Srila Prabhupada or our BBT commentators write so beautifully that Krishna takes everything offered to him by devotee with bhakti. When you offer anything with the expectation that Krishna will enjoy your offering. So that's called bhakti. When you have this expectation that Krishna will enjoy your offering, then he says, Patram pushpam palam toyam ashnami prayatatmana. I eat even flowers. if offered with love.
Cauliflower.
Also. Congratulations to all of you on the occasion of the birthday of God, and not just God, but a very secret incarnation of God. only selected people know about his birthday. Everybody is celebrating. Today is equinox. Today is the first day of spring. Is it spring? Yes, spring. Today is New Year, some Jewish Purim or something festival. Many special in many places. It's also a new year. So if you missed some of the previous New Years, here's another chance to start a new life again today. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just an avatara, he's not an incarnation, he's not a form of God who descends, he is the avatari, he is the origin of all the other forms, but he is Channa avatara, he is a secret avatar. Prahlad Maharaj speaks about him as secret, hidden avatar, hidden incarnation. And he comes once in Brahma's day. So Brahma's day, that's more than 4 billion years. And we happen to be right here just some 500 years after, not for, you know, there's 8 billion years, I mean just 500 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still all the books are here. You can read, you can join. You also probably now is the most interesting part of his pastimes. Because his message is spreading all over the world, and you can assist, you can join by going to Harinam, by helping in the temple, by distributing books, by translating books, by liking a Krishna conscious post on Facebook. And people will see, oh, there is Krishna, there is Gauranga. And they can get benefit. So this is very special occasion. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that if you see Gauranga, or if you see somebody who saw Gauranga, or if you see somebody who serves somebody who saw Gauranga, or if you see somebody who likes Gauranga, you're free from the bondage of material existence. Also, we know that there are 10 obstacles 10 offenses in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't have any obstacles to chanting his name. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that therefore, before chanting Hare Krishna, we chant the names of Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, and then it purifies our heart. And then we attain complete success. Some time ago I mentioned that I asked one of the most learned and influential worshippers of the Holy Name in our society about how to improve my japa. When I came to Vrindavan about 20 years ago, I asked him how to improve my japa. He said, well, we know that when we chant the names of Gauranga and Nityananda, there is no offense, so therefore you advance very quickly. But we know that Gauranga and Nityananda didn't want us to chant Gauranga and Nityananda only. Okay, today we have his birthday, so we chant Gauranga and Nityananda. But they wanted us to chant Hare Krishna. It is their desire, it is their order, it is the Sampradaya they established. So we must chant Hare Krishna. But, he said, you know, Radha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. Who is Chaitanya? He is Radha and Krishna combined together. So you can chant Hare Krishna thinking these are the names of Chaitanya. Yes, Hare Krishna. Yes, Radha Krishna. Anyway, I'm still working on it. But I am just letting you know that there are unlimited number of blessings Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings. Even Krishna, or even Narayan, or any form, any aspect of the Supreme Lord is the best friend of every one of us. And in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada says he is many times more eager to bring us back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, without birth, death, disease, and old age, and any trouble. He's many times more eager to bring us there than we can ever desire. So good news. You know, even we may not want, but he wants to bring us back. In the 10th canto, Brahma says a verse that he has unlimited qualities. The Lord has unlimited qualities. So Sanatana Goswami in a commentary there says that Krishna has one unique quality for each living entity that only this living entity, only you can appreciate completely, in full. So he has one quality just for you, that nobody else will understand as well as you. So what does it mean? It means he needs us all there, right? Good news. And we see he's coming. He's coming everywhere. He's coming to earth. He's coming to the material universe. He doesn't have to, but he comes. We must mention this material universe is one dark corner of the whole existence. In fact, it's a prison house for delinquent youth, you know, criminally insane young. Very adventurous souls like us, where we are given a chance to deal with our fantasies. I must say, crazy fantasies, right? to understand that actually better to become sane in the spiritual world. come back to the spiritual world, unite around the common center, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he could have just locked us here and forgotten, right? No, wrong. I mean, he could, but he doesn't. He comes. He remembers us. He keeps writing to us. You know, we have full bookshelves. He is sending his good friends to help us out. Here, he establishes programs for teaching us good skills, so we can. Because you know, what's the problem of people from prison? They don't know how to live outside of prison. So therefore, they have to be reintegrated. So they are taught good skills. You know, nowadays they even use meditation, right? And we have good programs also for helping people everywhere. So Krishna establishes he establishes good programs with meditation, with dancing and chanting, but also with teaching us employable skills that we can be reintegrated into the healthy spiritual world. When we are ready. He's ready. The question is, are we ready? So, this is year 533. In 1486, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on this full moon, I keep seeing some expression about super moon. I understand that the moon is close to Earth or something. It looks big. I don't know. It, she, he. It depends on the language. der Mond, yeah, it's he, although die Sonne, I don't know why. Sun is she. Anyway, he is he, moon is he. So it also says that Krishna is like a full moon. It says that moon has 16 parts. You know that it takes about 14 days from new moon to full moon, or backwards. And if you add the new moon and full moon together, you get about 16 phases or sections. So, the Supreme Personality of God, the Absolute Truth, is like a full moon, meaning, it's explained that he is full with all of his energies. There are 16 main energies mentioned of the Lord, and he's like the full moon, having all of his energies, all of his aspects, all of the phases of his brilliance. So on this day, 533 years ago, he's coming in the place which Mr. Columbus was already thinking of. He was just about to go around the world to find India, to bring the spices from India. which keep the food tasty, and they didn't have fridges, so it also kept it safe and healthy. He, in the process, ended up in some other place, but so that's why they call in America, they call the locals also Indians. At first, he was convinced he came to India, but it was the richest place in the world. So he appeared and he performed his beautiful pastimes. He performed pastimes as a young Brahmin boy, a boy who is studying, who is expert in logic. It says that when he was studying logic, he would sometimes challenge his friends with some statement. And he would defeat all objections. Then he would take this same statement and defeat it again, turn it around. And then he would ask, so now you agree? I was wrong? They say, we agree. Then he would turn it around again, and again he would defeat it. So this was one of his pastimes that he was performing. It's much better than fighting with knives and punching in the nose your classmates. That was Navadvip, the most scholarly place in the world at that time. Seat of Navya-Nyaya, the most advanced form of logic. Then he spread the main method for this age. He brought us the holy name in the most powerful form. He brought us actually Vrindavan names. And he opened the gates to Vrindavan for everybody. He's inviting everybody to Vrindavan with Prema Sankirtan. He's also given perfect philosophy, perfect methods. And then he went to Jagannath Puri, where he showed by his own example, he has shown how to practice bhakti. And we have his disciples, six Goswamis and others like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, writing the most beautiful philosophical poetry. It's not just poetry; it's also top philosophy. But it's not philosophy, just philosophy. It's the most beautiful poetry together. So the best of everything. The best of everything. I like one verse. I like many verses, but this is one of the verses I like. In chapter 7, where Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, Agatika gatim natva hinartadika sadakam Shri Chaitanyam likhyate sya prema bhakti vadanyata. He says, let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life. For one, bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. The word is agati. Agati means one who has no hope, no future, no shelter. You may say, that's not me, I have shelter. I have a bed, and I have a sleeping bag. So I'm taken care of. Or whatever I have. I have some favorite bush in the park. I'm well sheltered. Or I have a good family. If I need money, they will give me money. And I will buy food and everything else. Plus, I have good education. So I can take care of myself. Right? So, is it like this? Or do we find that you get everything and you feel still shelterless? You still feel that something is missing. And maybe one way or another, maybe more subtle or more gross, but if somebody is agati, there is no shelter, then he is ekagati. He is the single best shelter. So we offer obeisances to the shelter of shelterless. And, you know, in this material world, what is shelter? Empires crumble, seasons change, climates changes, even continents move. Right? How can you rely? You know, today Europe is here, then you come back after 5 million years and it's not there. No? You have to look, where is Europe? Or fifth canto, Priyavrata, you know, rearranges the planets. He changes how the planets move. He thinks that we can improve it. And he changes it. So you come, you know, from another planet and the Earth is not where it was. It's in another, I mean, it moves differently. And some other planet nearby is looked also is different. Anyway, so where is shelter? What is shelter? And, you know, also this earthly human body is perfectly arranged in such a way that time comes when things that used to function do not function anymore. I used to have wonderful knees and muscles and brain. And then, you know, I hit 40 or 45 or 35 or 55, slightly different for different people, and 40 hits back. And I'm and I'm surprised. Oh, I thought it will always be there. I will always be the best runner. I will always be the best climber. I will always be the smartest memorizer of things. And then you, oh, where is that? It's gone. Or it's not serving as it used to be. So, on the material platform, either, Hare Krishna, I didn't see Hare Krishna. Either gross or subtle, what is shelter? And even we try to practice spiritual life. How often we come to some spiritual movement thinking, they will see how I am so advanced. I know things very well. I've been meditating on my mantra for 5 months now. I'm very expert. And then you come, and then we cannot control our mind. Mind becomes angry, greedy, envious, lusty, just plain mad. And if we can control, again we cannot control because we become proud. Right? And then from pride again all the trouble comes. So, don't worry, there is Gauranga. Because for Agati, those who have no shelter, he is Gati. He is Gati. He saves everybody. He helps everybody. And another name is mentioned, Hinartadika Sadakam. It's such a beautiful name. Hinartadika Sadaka. Hinartadika Sadaka. Hinarta means useless. Or one who doesn't have value or doesn't have resources. So, if you may sometimes feel you lack some resources for something, if you feel you don't lack any resources for anything, please contact our temple president after the class. We will help you find a very good use for your resources. We have beautiful projects for renovating this temple. Your resources can be used very nicely. And if this temple, we have many more temples to renovate, build, and so forth. So for Hinartadika, if somebody doesn't have enough resources, he is Hinarta. He's Adika Sadaka. He gives whatever is lacking and more. It's like you are coming to a shop and you see something nice. And then, like a nice what? Nice computer, nice phone, nice clothes. What do you find nice? Something. Nice something. And then you see the price and you see you have only 10%. So that's called Hinarta. Resources are lacking. But then the shopkeeper sees that you like this thing, and then he says, okay, take it, plus I will give you money. So that's Gauranga. We come to him, and we lack some spiritual qualities, we lack spiritual skills. So he can give it, and he gives more. He gives so much. He says, people, I have a beautiful garden and I want to distribute the best fruits of love to the whole world, but I need helpers. So regardless of your qualification and curriculum vitae, you know, resume for job or whatever, come, we will train you and please help distribute the fruits from this garden to help the whole world. Because this is such a special fruit that if we bite this fruit one time, we will never be hungry anymore in the material world. We will never be thirsty. We will never be unhappy in the material world. We will always be in bliss. We may be crying, but cold tears. Yeah, happy tears are cold, right? According to nectar, the nectar of devotion. Cold tears. Tears of ecstasy. We try to avoid it in public programs. So, Gauranga is Hinartadika Sadaka. And he's Prema Bhakti Vadanyata. He is very generous. Vadanyata means he's very generous. He has the supreme generosity of spirit. He likes to give unlimited gifts and blessings to everybody. In fact, he wants to give so many blessings that again he is asking us to help distribute these blessings. And when we this is a business enterprise of the holy name, pure holy name. So Nityananda Mahajan is the how is it called, the chief of the share issuing shares in Namahata, in the market of the holy name. Haridas Thakur is the treasurer. We have a big treasure house. So the treasure house is called the Bhagavatam is the treasure house. And in this market, the smallest coin for which you can buy one true, pure spiritual name of God, one coin for which you buy is Shraddha. Shraddha Mulya Shuddha Nama, Bhaktivedanta Thakur says. For Shraddha, Shraddha means faith. Faith, interest, respect. This is Shraddha. Some faith, interest, pure faith, pure respect to Bhakti. Already is enough that you buy the holy name, pure holy name. And one pure holy name already puts a stop to material existence. And for the last 500 years and for the next 500 years, we have a special promotion. Please take into account, if you buy one holy name, you're given the holy name and your money is given back also. So you get the goods plus your currency is returned. So you can get more. You know, it's good business. special promotion. Moreover, even if somebody comes with false money. Of course, if you are a distributor of the holy name, you should not take false money. You should take only pure money. False money means anything else except pure faith in devotional service. But even if we come and we offer false money, counterfeit money, in this market of the holy name, we are given the shadow or reflection of the holy name, Namabhas. And if it were any other thing, like, you know, you come to with counterfeit money to a shop and they give you a reflection of a mobile phone, that's not very satisfying, you know. However, even the reflection of the holy name, even a glimpse of a holy name, Namabhas, gives everything. in this world up to the spiritual world. So you get, even for that, we can get the supreme benefit. And we are becoming purified, even by Namabhas. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes to flood this world with mercy. Aganya dhanya chaitanya gananam premavanyaya ninya dhanya janasanta marushashva danupatam. There are unlimited, super fortunate followers of Chaitanya who bring the flood of a message of love for God, which inundates, floods the desert of hearts of unfortunate people. So if you are fortunate, please join as the nectar distributor. If you're unfortunate, don't worry, please join. The fortunate will flood our heart with the ocean of Gauranga's nectar, and you know the desert of the heart will turn into the ocean of nectar. This is also Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Niranjan Swami likes to quote, he in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says, "I'm raising my hands and saying, please chant the holy names. If you just chant the holy names
without offending Vaishnavas, devotees,
I promise you, you will be, I personally make you free, happy, and bring you back to the spiritual world." So the process is dancing. I know it's complicated. It's quite difficult, you know. Dance, you have to dance. Then you have to sing, right? Then you have to hear about qualities of God, like this. You know, He's kind, He's helping, and you also speak. You can gossip here, but only about Krishna, and only positively. And then everything becomes very fortunate. This is the unique blessing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing, and we are in such a nice place here. I think Slovenia is one of the most beautiful places in the world I have ever seen. And I like people here very much. And in Ljubljana, this is such a special place. It's called Yogapit. Yogapit is the place of power, place of special mystic power. I mentioned yesterday or today that for me, this is my favorite place for mystic transformation. Sitting there where Urukram Prabhu sits and chanting japa there. My best experiences in japa in my life. Over the last... There are one or two places which are also good. But this is a special place. It's very, 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 very powerful. Because we have so much mercy coming here. So we are celebrating today, year 533. So please make your travel arrangements. Decide where you go next life. What's your calendar? You know, do you stay here, help with the business of selling the names for the price of faith and interest? You want to go to higher planets to join some good crowd where they also sing and gossip about Krishna? Or maybe you can go directly back to the spiritual world and do the same. So what we are doing now here, we can do also in the spiritual world. like you can see on that picture, right? We have Gauranga dancing here and singing about Krishna, and it's the same as in the spiritual world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is recovering infinite living entities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the most precious points from every sampradaya. In Mayapur we have Chaitanya Math, Sri Chaitanya Math, Gandharika Giridhari, where Bhaktisiddhanta ji established the murtis of the four sampradaya acharyas. And in Navadip Mahatmya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that from each sampradaya he took some beautiful points. So from Madhva sampradaya he took the worship of the form of the Lord and refutation of the dry, impersonal path of especially Mayavad or dry monism and Advaitism. So these are the 2 points Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incorporates from the Madhva Sampradaya. From Sri Sampradaya, 2 points. 1 point, you remember? Pure devotional service, yes. Pure devotional service, the most powerful and wonderful process. And serving devotees. In Chaitanya Bhagavat it says, Sidur Bhavati Vaneti Samshayo Chuta Sevinam. If you serve God, maybe you will get perfection, but maybe not. There is a doubt. Nisamshayas to tad bhakta paricharya ratatvana. But if you serve devotees of God, there is no doubt. If you serve devotees of Achyuta, there is no doubt. Definitely, definitely you will get perfection, all success. So this is Vaishnava Seva from Sri Sampradaya. From Rudra Sampradaya, which is continued by Vishnu Swami. 2 points that he took was complete shelter, taking complete shelter in the Lord, complete surrender to the Lord, meaning it's again finding shelter where we take shelter, and it's the positive side. The negative side means we give up material designations. Complete shelter in the Lord plus raga bhakti, spontaneous. Cultivation of taste. So this is the program of positive cultivation of taste, not of dry renunciation. We have renunciation, no problem, don't worry, we have four regulative principles and all the other things, but it's not by the brute force, it's by the higher taste that we advance. And from Nimbarka Sampradaya is exclusive shelter of Srimati Radharani, which is a hallmark of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mission, and also cultivating the mood of the gopis, the maidservants in Vrindavan. So, it's not frequently spoken in the public programs, but today is a secret gathering, so those who didn't know, many of advanced devotees want to become women in Braj. not here, but and both men and women. Right? But can be also, you can become a cowherd boy, either, whether you are a woman or a man also. You are not a spirit. So that option is also there. Big variety of opportunities. Of having fun in the spiritual world. So these are the 8 points that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes from the four sampradayas, and he's coming and he's performing pastimes for everybody. If you like philosophy, this is the topmost philosophy. If you like cooking, we have expert cooks who will train you and bring you to newer and newer heights in your culinary art of cooking. If you like dancing and singing or making paintings, whatever you like, even if you don't like anything, also no problem. You can be a renounced brahmachari who's doing everything. So whatever is your taste, whatever is your taste or lack of it, can be used in Krishna consciousness by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace and mercy. So he's coming, he's performing pastimes, just by remembering his names, thinking of bhakti. 11th canto, 11 to 12 says, Shuto nupadito dyato adrito vanumodita sadhya punati saddharmo deva vishva druhopihi. Pure devotional service, and this is again very rare thing clearly explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his disciples and followers, is so spiritually powerful that even if you just hear about pure devotional service, and too late, you have already all heard. If you just hear about pure devotional service, if you speak about pure devotional service, you go home and say, hey, they spoke about this funny thing, pure devotional service. What is that? That's it. Pure devotional service. Dhyato, if you think, what is this, pure devotional service? If you think about pure devotional service. Adrito, if you see and you think, Haridas Thakur performed such nice pure devotional service, Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, or Srila Prabhupada, or if you think about, you respect pure devotional service, or even anumodita, you approve, you say, yes, pure devotional service is okay, anumodita. Or you come and you hear one of our beautiful singers and you sing nice and you sing in response. So that's cultivation, that's hearing and chanting in response and appreciating the process of pure devotional service. So then Narada Muni says that the pure devotional service is so powerful that even if you just like it, you approve it, you speak about it, you hear about it, sadhya, immediately, in one moment, it can purify even a person who hates the whole universe with all the saintly people, with all demigods, Deva Vishva, and all the living entities in the universe. Even such a person can be purified immediately, which I think is quick enough, right? So the power is there. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is bringing these blessings. And all he asks for is interest. Just a little interest. Of course, then after that we need to proceed. There's process described very clearly. Taste comes after trina depi sunichena taroriva sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. The process is chanting the names of Krishna all the time. But how? Humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, without expecting any respect for ourselves and being ready to offer all respect to everybody else. This way we can very quickly overcome all the obstacles and develop taste for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, some questions or points or comments? Yes, bro.
Why Krishna doesn't uncover these material coverings and put us into this Satchitananda state instantly and give us a chance to go back?
Do you have this experience? Somebody has tried to wake you up and you don't want to? And they uncover you, you know? They pull off the blanket. And what do we do? You pull it back.
Yes, but... Yes, Sai Chaitananda, we are eternal devotees, but covered. If I understand correctly.
So you see, we
want Krishna as pure devotees.
Yeah, also, you know, once you wake up, you have fun, that's okay. But we don't want to wake up. You want to, you know, as the international study shows, the average amount of sleep that human being requires has been found to be approximately 5 more minutes.
This is different. Spiritual energy.
Yeah, so this is what we are doing right now, right here. You know, we are still under the blanket, but we are thinking, yes, I will get up. Did it happen to you that the alarm clock goes off and you wake up, you go, you dress, you brush your teeth, and then the alarm clock rings again? Did it happen to you? So this is what we are doing here. There is one verse repeated in the Bhagavatam 5 times, verbatim, and many times in a similar way. Arte vidyamanehi samsritir nani vartate. Even though in reality material existence doesn't have a solid basis, it's temporary, but it does not stop. Just like the nightmare doesn't stop for a person who becomes absorbed in it. So we become absorbed in the nightmare. You know, we cling to it. And so it continues. So here we are waking up. We have nice instruments that create good waking up sounds. And also, we start practicing already in, they say this is very scientific, you know, just as you're about to get up, first of all you smile, right? And you plan the best day in service of the Lord. There are special mantras for this also, but you take blessings of the Lord and you plan the best possible service for the Lord. So it's the alpha state of the brain, and it's like self purification and self adjusting. So this is what we are doing here, right? just like right now, we have had about 70% it was a philosophical exercise, and for some people it was a hypnotic session. No problem. Whoever prefers which method, it all helps. Every little helps. In other words, Krishna helps us in every which way, but he doesn't force us. He keeps his promise that he helps, but he doesn't force us. Okay? Yes?
In the process of chanting the holy name, we can see that the most grave offense is offense towards the Vaishnavas, offending Vaishnavas. But I noticed that it is most common one. Everybody is just offending everybody. I mean,
Wait! Careful!
just looking for mistakes. Whenever there is something, we always like to hear gossip and what bad happened to this one. Those two guys beat each other, you know. And then it happens to me as well. And we every often just take lightly, just criticizing devotees. What's the cause? I mean, why? I mean, I'm really sick and tired of that. Some devotees are just leaving. They just don't want to associate anymore. They just go away because of that. Because I'm sick and tired of that. So how to really stop that?
First of all, you don't, taking your last point, you don't have to leave externally. You can go into the internal immigration. You know, somebody starts blaspheming others, there is invisible lids on your ears. You can close them and stop, interacting. And yeah, that's of course an interesting. But if we stop, indulging in criticism, even people who love criticizing, they will stop criticizing anybody with you. It's my frequently observed experience that if you do not feed it, people stop criticizing. I have one very good friend. I have two, or rather, have two friends. So one friend is very anxious. He's scared by everything. The other friend is he's the friend of both of us. So he, to that friend, he tells horror stories all the time. Oh, this happened, that happened. And to me, he tells some heavenly stories. I don't know, because I prefer, I have enough horror inside. I don't need any more horror from outside. So I prefer to hear nectar. So he brings nectar to me. And the other person probably has heaven inside, so he likes horror stories. So he's getting horror stories from that devotee. But why? Why? This is one of the subtlest anarthas, pratishtasha. We want some status or position. We want to be special. We want recognition. Sometimes it's fame, sometimes it's power, sometimes it's notoriety. It's like negative fame. You know? If you cannot get positive, at least you get negative. And because of this, we achieve it by criticism, either of devotees or of God also. It says that if you simply, if somebody simply accepts that God is the best friend, and from Him there is not an iota, not a drop of danger, He's the best friend of every living entity. Savai priyatamaschatma, He's the best friend of every soul. Yato nabhayam anvapi, from Him not even a small particle of danger of to be feared is there. If you know this, you know everything. Yavidvansa guru hari. Not only that, you become a guru. So we do not only criticize devotees, we also criticize Krishna. Either openly or secretly or either directly or indirectly. And when we stop it, then immediately our progress becomes very, very rapid. So in other words, it's some competition for prominence, you can say, right? Competition for prominence. And then we fight for it through criticism. Either critical words or critical thoughts also can be like this. So therefore, all the scripture and yoga shastra repeats satisfaction. Learn to be satisfied. Yena kena, santushta yena kena. Be satisfied with anything and everything. Because that means it's the opposite, right? Satisfaction. It's actually the rule of yoga, one of the niyamas, santosha. Yeah? Be satisfied. So that's how we can practice and avoid this pitfall. And also, kirtan, like we are going to sing kirtan now, means we say, Krishna, you're okay, and this world is also okay, and all you did is okay, and your plan is also okay. I accept, okay, it's good. I may not like it, but probably you know better. It's okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidat Purnat Purnamudachit. Everything is perfect. So we accept Krishna's plan. Also, we know the long-term plan, so we can serve His long-term plan and join in His long-term plan. So we glorify the Lord by singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.